This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
When you offer someone kindness and they don't appreciate it, do not be discouraged. God loves you in many ways. Dark clouds have silver linings. Wet days have rainbows. And though you're in trouble, God loves you in many ways. In the eyes of God, we are all His children. Respect yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes He doesn't love us if we don't love one another. Once a poet had a dream. On a beach there were two sets of footprints. One was God's and one was His. As they walked along the shore, during His trials and sufferings, He noticed but one set of footprints. When He questioned up above, God said, in the eyes of God, respect yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us if we don't love. Self endeavor, fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us. Yourself and never fail in respecting others. In the eyes of God, we're His highest creation, and He doesn't love us if we don't love one another?
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
Your feet won't fit all shoes, so get the right fit for your feet. Your eyes can't see beyond your reality, so see with your mind. You can't get the power with knowledge, so use your imagination. Your path leads to your destination, so know your path. Your lifestyle is the mirror of your mind, so change your mind. Your world will change when you change, so change first. Your actions can't be better than your thought, so think the worthwhile. Your associations are a reflection of your inner being, so change it. Your goods will never be enough, so be content first. And always, your image would always be in the mirror, so be yourself. Your ears won't stop hearing words, so see what you hear. Your hands won't reach all at a time, so be in His outstretched arms. Let God triumph in you. Be blessed.
Hello, dearest one out there. We are taking lesson topic caption Jesus Baptism. Jesus Baptism. And I'm your host, Papa Prince, and Pastor Felix Opoku-Jenfi is helping us in our daily devotional series. Pastor, you're welcome once again.
Thank you.
Jesus Baptism. Who baptized Jesus and what is he? Why should he even be in that a plan of salvation that God had scheduled to grant human beings?
Well, if you check very well, if you are reading the Bible and you come to Malachi and you are ending,
mm-hmm.
God promises a person or a prophet will arise
mm-hmm.
in the spirit of Elijah.
Yeah.
And if we talk about Elijah, we're talking about a prophet who was fearless, who was courageous. He was so bold that he would tell you in the face. He could tell Ahab that you are the troublemaker of Israel.
Wow.
You are troubling Israel. So we needed somebody like that. And for between Malachi and that of Matthew, we have a period of about 400 years.
Okay.
Within this 400 years, there was no chosen prophet by God. But God was still, finding a way of speaking to the people. But the people had never met so much of a rebuke as it was during the time of Jesus. So God picked John as someone to come and lead out a revival, bring the people's hearts to God, so that by the time Jesus comes to work, the ground had been prepared, people's heart had been prepared.
Okay.
And you find a very strong character in John. coming from the wilderness. Mm. In fact, some believe he was an ethnic, like somebody who didn't want to live in town because of its filthiness or its contamination.
Mm.
And this man comes out and begins with a very harsh message, trying to tell them that God has even laid the axe to kill from the ground. Those who are saying we are the sons of Abraham, we are from the tribe of this and that, God is going to destroy you because of your disobedience. Mm. And he did very well by preparing the ground. I believe many people were happy, that is to hear, at least for many years, so long a time to hear a prophet speaking directly to them. You find this man introducing the Messiah. So I believe he created a platform for God's message to really break ground.
Okay. Why would John the Baptist connect themes of judgment, the wrath to come, the axe laid to the root of the trees, thoroughly purging the threshing floor, and burning chaff in unquenchable fire, and also continue to introduce Christ? Why would he do
well,
that?
Well, the people were actually preparing for a Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew, they thought they were going to get a Messiah who would actually come and fight for them rather than fight against them. And here is a case, you have a mini Messiah, if I should say so, a mock Messiah, or someone who is coming. And I believe even when John was preaching, the people thought that was the Messiah. Especially with the power and the passion with which he was preaching.
Okay.
If he could attack his own people like that, then they might have thought that, oh, he would have done worse to the Romans, who are enemies of God. So they were thinking that is the Messiah, not knowing that they were just wait. So as they were passing through the river, or they were trying to get baptism, they thought they were getting the true baptism, not knowing that that was only a baptism for repentance, a baptism preparing them for the real salvation event. So with the messages that came from John, like their hearts were to bring, he was just to cause the alarm. Once he breaks your heart, man, be careful of what you are doing. Then he looked for it and asked, are you the Messiah or we should wait? And truly, that is when he had to introduce Jesus at the end of the day.
We thank God for that, Pastor. But in order to wrap up, faithful people, even in those days, John proclaiming all these messages about the nature of the Lord's first coming, missed it. They had some misconception.
Yes.
In our days, are we also not subjected to these dangers? And if that is the case, how can we not make the same mistake? How can we avoid that?
You find out that one of the most difficult things for man to determine is the will of God. There are many times that God will be so quiet, he will not reveal it to you, and you may feel he's not there.
Yeah.
I believe that is what happened to John the Baptist himself after some time, and he has been arrested. And sometimes he is also justified. You are the man who is healing people, and I am incarcerated, I am in prison, and you wouldn't even show any little concern. Sometimes God can still allow his most powerful men to die miserably. But in his records, he will say, there are no prophets like him or like us. And that is why we need to always understand God's ways. He has never intended to make us live happily thereafter here. But he wants us to live happily in eternity.
Okay.
So our lives here, even though we may be proclaiming, we may be very faithful to him, we can still go to our lowest point. And we may be forced to curse God. And that is where we take a cue from Job. Never to curse God. Even if he doesn't answer us. What we need to be careful of is that we should never pray, Lord, if you are there. That is a prayer of the devil.
Yes.
Trying to doubt the existence of God. But we should always pray, thy will be done, even though we may not agree to your will.
Sure.
So we should always keep ourselves, remember that he is always with us and he will never leave us.
Yes, so that we will not make the same mistakes that those people had made by having misconception, deep ones. But since we have these examples, we need to remain faithful to God so that we will also not feel the second coming of Christ when he is to return. We thank God so much for revealing this to us about Jesus' baptism and the things that happened and the messages that we also obtain from that. We would want to pray, this being the first day of the second month of the year, that is February, we want to ask God that we will also be vigilant and be truthful to him and not repeat the same mistake as happened to the people of old. So, Pastor, please pray with us as we also end this. Thank you so much for being with us. I've been your host, Papa Prince, and our facilitator has been Pastor Felix Opoku-Jemfi. God bless you, and we meet again.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory to the church and 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 glory to the church. Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory to in the church and glory in the church and glory throughout all generations, throughout all generations, and glory in the church and glory throughout all generations, throughout all generations, and glory in the church and glory throughout all generations. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and
me. On the portals, he's waiting.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you.
Hello and good morning. You are welcome to the Moment of Truth. I am your humble servant, Ajimai Kwatin Ransford. Today's sermon is entitled, I Have Given You My All. Beloved friend, let us give praise and thanks to the Most High God, for He is indeed good and His mercies endure forever. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. So if this morning you and I are breathing and have been counted amongst the living, it is just by His grace. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You this morning for such a wonderful moment You've given to us. Your children, we've gathered to listen to Your word. We pray and ask that as we begin our day with Your word, we humbly ask that You be with us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In John 3:16, the Bible says, For God, G, so loved, L, the world, that He gave, G, His only, O, begotten, B, Son, S, that whosoever believed, B, in Him, should not perish, P, but have everlasting life, E, and L. Now, the question now is, why should God give His only begotten Son to die for us? That is the question that we have to ask ourselves this morning. Why should God give His only begotten Son to die for us? In the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve the power to make choice. So the choice that they made led to sin. And so God had to send His Son to show the love that He has for us. So He sent His Son to come in a form of flesh so that He will be maltreated and to be crucified, a crucifixion of humiliation. Now, let us find out if God truly loves us, or if indeed God sent His Son through His heart to die for you and I. And so when He said in John 3:16, for God represents that He is the greatest lover. So loved, the greatest degree God went to give out His Son for you and I. And then the act of giving was the company God had for human. The only begotten Son represents the gifts of God to the world, that whosoever believeth is the opportunity that God has given to man to come to His garden again. The belief is a simplicity. In Him is an attraction to man, that when we believe in Him, we shall come back to Him again. Should not perish. The promise God has given to us, and this says that this is the greatest promise God has given to us. The everlasting life is the greatest possession God wants to give to man. And now, God says, I have given you all. I have given you all that you need. My all, my wholeheartedly gift that I have given you. And so, the question now is, what have you given in return to God? There are times in our lives that we see that there are things going not normal. We feel as if God has betrayed us. But God this morning wants you and I to know the degree of His love for us. Because in our life today, if had it not been by the grace of our great God, where are we by now? But because the love He had for us, He sent His only begotten Son to die for you and I. And so this morning, the question for you and I is that, once again, is that God needs nothing from you. He needs nothing. All that He needs from you is your heart to surrender everything to Him. This morning, I want you to ponder upon these words, that God has sent His only Son. If I'm to ask you and I that we should sacrifice one of our children out of many for our families to end up a living, or to do something great for our families, it will be quite difficult. But God in His own mercies has given us His grace, His mercies, and to all He gave us His only begotten Son. Now, we have the power once again, the power He gave to us in the Garden of Eden. That's Adam and Eve chose, and then in the end, it led to sin. He has given us that power again, that we should make a choice now. We should make a choice now, because He has given us His Son, either to follow Him, either to listen to Him, either to abide by Him or not. And in the end, we shall be victorious. This morning is our message for you. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you every now and then. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercies you've given to us this morning. We are so grateful for your words you've given to us. This morning, you've made us know that you have given us your all. And what have you given to you in return? This morning, we want to surrender our lives to you. So when you come once again, we shall not find ourselves wanting. Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.